It's Colorado Matters from CPR News. I'm Ryan Warner. We got a lot of feedback to our interview earlier this week with Tisha Schuler, who's stepping down as head of the Colorado Oil and Gas Association. In today's Loud and Clear, when we share your feedback, listeners said we asked too many soft questions, and they particularly objected to Schuler calling movements to ban hydraulic fracturing a lazy way to address climate change. Laura Frontskavich of NIWAT led the campaign to ban fracking in Broomfield.
I ran this campaign while pregnant with a toddler, then with a newborn, with the help of a lot of passionate, dedicated, and concerned parents, one of whom passed away from breast cancer on Friday. She had breast cancer while she was helping us, and despite going through chemo, continued her work, and it was far from lazy. There was nothing lazy about our hard work and desire to protect our families from the industry's disregard for our health and environment. I've since moved out of Broomfield to protect the health of my children.
Andrew Tarr also supported the ballot measure to ban fracking in Broomfield. He didn't like Schuler's comment that most residents just need more information about drilling. How patronizing, he wrote to us. It's much more complex and nuanced than she was letting us on to. He continued, there is ample and mounting evidence to give us credible concerns about health and environmental risks from our fracking industry. Sarah Egolf, also of Broomfield, agrees. She found Schuler's comments offensive.
She calls the voters who banned fracking in multiple cities hypocritical, lazy, and uninformed. On the contrary, we're very well informed that heavy industry and hydrocarbons are not appropriate in residential zones next to schools or churches. The fact that we use the fuel ourselves doesn't make us hypocrites. It makes us customers, and we're simply demanding that the oil and gas industry in Colorado do things right.
David Congor of Montrose disagreed with Schuler's comment about a world interdependent on oil and gas. He writes, renewable energy systems like solar, geo, wind, and hydro could contribute much more to the energy portfolio than they do at present. What's needed is an even playing field, which considers the huge external costs being paid in terms of present and future environmental damage resulting from massive amounts of drilling. We did get a comment in support of Schuler. Mark Oinen wrote on our Facebook page, it's true. The hypocrisy is that a lot of these people concerned about fracking in their neighborhood still drive around in huge SUVs and heat and cool their 4,000 square foot houses. Thank you for the feedback. You can reach us anytime at cprnews.org. Click contact at the top of the page. On Facebook, we're CPR News, and at Colorado Matters on Twitter. This is Colorado Matters from CPR News.